WTAW News Time is 5 after 6, 59 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Good morning, I'm Chelsea Reber. Last week, the College Station City Council approved financial assistance to a developer interested in seeking a federal grant to build apartments for low to moderate income elderly residents. Since then, the developer has withdrawn the request because another city is expected to get the $1.3 million grant.
On WTAW's The Infomaniacs, College Station's Community Services Director Debbie Yeller says cities around the country face the challenge of affordable housing.
There's limited funding for it. That's being cut every year. And you just have less people interested in making those units available because of the market.
Eller says out of 13,000 apartments in College Station, only 100 units were vacant as of the end of last year. The proposal that was withdrawn included 105 income-based senior apartments on Victoria between College Station High School and Fitch, offering rent as low as $350 a month. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
The city of Bryan is holding a public meeting tomorrow to discuss the upcoming reconstruction of South College Avenue from Villa Maria to Sulphur Springs. Assistant City Engineer Barney Williams says the goal is to improve travel for pedestrians, bicyclists, and motorists.
What we're doing is taking a holistic look at that corridor and trying to improve all three modes of transportation. Additionally, the road section itself is kind of in bad condition and was scheduled for reconstruction on our capital improvements project plan.
Williams says they will start with an informal presentation of the project's scope with time for questions from the public after. The meeting starts at 6 p.m. at the City of Bryan Municipal Office Building on Texas Avenue. The City of Bryan will have something to say about a proposed recreation center at Blinn College operated by the Houston YMCA. At the last City Council meeting, Public Works Director Jason Barfneck said traffic and other studies would be submitted to the city.
As they come through site review for developing the new building, engineering would require parking analysis, traffic impact analysis for them to be submitted to the city for review before we approve the development.
Blinn and the Houston Y are considering a center near the intersection of Villa Maria and Nash. Blinn students would be charged $50 a semester. United Way of the Brazos Valley has announced the results of last fall's state employees' charitable campaign.
All of those came in right before the holidays or just after, and so we were able to tally all that together.
President Allison Prince says the overall amount given by state workers, $540,000, is down from last year, but $357,000 is going to organizations in the seven-county region, which is a higher percentage. The United Way's community campaign, with 10 weeks remaining, is awaiting results from around 40 employees and other groups.
We initiated this campaign with a goal of $800,000. That was after hitting an $800,000 goal last year. And we are right now at $562,000, so that's just about 70% of goal.
Information on how to contribute is online at uwbv.org. WTAW News Time is 9 after 6. It's 58 degrees. More news at 6:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
At Sioux Falls Prater Equipment, you're able to do more for less than you'd expect. Right now, get into a John Deere 3032E 32 horsepower compact utility tractor for just $135 a month. You'll be able to tackle any task, large or small, and enjoy the peace of mind that comes with a new John Deere 6-year powertrain warranty. Standard with every compact utility tractor. Visit us online at cptractor.com. Offer ends 5/2/2016, subject to approved installment credit with John Deere Financial. Powertrain warranty is 6 years or 2,000 hours of use limitation, whichever comes first. Restrictions apply. See dealer for details.
Right at 6:10, our Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you by Anchor Foundation Repair, the leader in foundation repair for more than 30 years. In addition to that, they do polyurethane concrete raising, driveways, swimming pools. A lot cheaper than tearing it out and starting over again. Go to anchorfoundationrepair.net for more information.
Generally fair and pleasant weather for today. Sunshine and some scattered clouds, up to 70 this afternoon. But cooler weather moves in tonight. Breezy this evening, mainly clear. 37 to 42 by Wednesday morning. Wednesday will be cooler with mostly sunny skies. Temperature well up in the 50s. Clear and 30s Wednesday night. And more sunshine for Thursday. High temperature again in the upper 50s. This is Gary Best, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Kevin O'Connor. We'll take a look at your sports here in just a bit with realignment, but not really much of it with the local schools in the Brazos Valley. We'll have more on the UIL. Also get you caught up with a couple upsets in NCAA hoops and more. Texas NCAA hoops coming up in sports. We'll do that for you about 6:50.
So kind of sunny out there today. Winds out of the west. It'll be breezier.
It was a little blowy last night.
It was, and it's a little bit chilly this morning, but it's going to be really all right. I mean, we were close to, I went back and looked, we'd been close to a high. Like on Sunday, we hit 80, but the high on that date was 84 back in 1911. And so, but it's, you know, even now, it's nice. And we do, they have conveniently tucked a little 40% chance of showers into the forecast on Saturday. So we'll see if that happens. But, you know, I don't know, for January, pretty tough to complain about what we got going on here. Mystery meal coming up from Taco Bell. We'll be talking about that later.
Isn't it all a mystery meal?
Oh, well said. Yes. Yeah. Yeah. Good point. Anyway,
I like Taco Bell.
I do too.
Yeah, but
you still don't know what you're getting.
Still, it's exactly right. I remember. Let me see. I was I don't know. It was 40 years ago, and I had stopped to get some drive-through Mexican, and for whatever reason, I left part of it in my car till the next day. I pretty much was off of that place for about a year.
Ooh. You know, because I thought you were going to say it looked exactly the same and tasted the same.
It was hard to get beyond the smell. I don't know that I looked at it. I just kind of went, wow. But again, as we say, and as Jim Gaffigan says, 2 a.m., still time for one more bad decision. And anyhow, we'll tell you about that later on this morning. In the meantime, police officer Mike Ober was on a foot patrol in England, Bradford upon Avon, as they call it here, on Saturday when he spotted an open door to social club. Going in to investigate, greeted by a group of women who went, quote, wild with excitement, end quote, thinking he was a male stripper who'd been ordered. Yes, apparently somebody had decided to order a male stripper. They thought he was going to come in dressed as a policeman. He tried to calm them down, and it really didn't work until the actual male stripper came in and said, I'm here! It's gonna be a good bad case of mistaken morning, identity. A good morning meeting. We're gonna have a great
time together. We got a lot of info.
Nation.
I mean, it would make sense that if a policeman walks in to a... I don't know what a social club... What does that mean?
Yeah, I'm not sure.
Probably a private establishment.
Because, I mean, like here, the VFW would be kind of like a social club. And we're probably not SPJST. I don't think we'd have that here. Just saying.
Mark your calendars February 13th and 14th for the 2016 Home and Garden Expo at the Brazos County Expo Center. Brought to you by Brazos Valley Floor and Design and EcoZap Pest Control. The Home and Garden Expo is your one-stop shop to learn about building and renovation, banking and insurance, gardening and pools, outdoor toys, and more. With many experienced vendors and a full schedule of seminars, you're sure to leave with new ideas and inspirations. Visit HomeExpoBCS.com for more info.
6:14, good morning, News Talk 1620 WTAW. I think we're about 12 or 13 minutes away from the big announcement in Punxsutawney. Not sure. Like it makes any difference, you know what I mean? Just, but they make a big deal about it, and it's fine. It's good for the Chamber of Commerce. Day 33, it's Tuesday, February the 2nd. This is 333 days to go. Hey, we're all threes today. 33 days in. 333 days to go.
Ooh.
Yeah, for all you numerology people, if three's your number, hey, you got it. So today is Groundhog Day.
Do we have a local groundhog ceremony?
We don't because I don't know that groundhogs are around here in this part of the world.
Yeah.
We call them varmints and we kill them.
That was going to say, yeah. Okay.
In the history of the show, we've been doing the show a while. One of the really fun ones we had, and this was probably 25 years ago, was a guy who would basically take a beaver that he had stuffed and just sling it from his porch. And we did an interview with him. He's up in North Dakota or someplace.
Okay.
And then he brings it back and puts it on the mantle the rest of the year. But, you know, on this particular day, he takes it and slings it out into the yard. And that's how we they decide how the weather's going to be there.
Oh, okay.
But no, that's, I mean, it's a good point. We haven't ever done that. And after all, these cities are always looking for another reason to be on the map. So
right.
we might look at that. Mm. Anyway, Groundhog Day, not to be outdone, it's also Hedgehog Day. I know. It's Crepe Day. I'm guessing the kind you eat.
Oh.
Yeah, it's Candlemas. It's also Sled Dog Day. We don't have them around here. World Wetlands Day, Play Your Ukulele Day, and birthdays of some folks.
Zoja Mamet is 28 years old from the HBO show Girls. Gemma Arterton, 30 years old from The Prince of Persia. Emily Rose from Haven, it's a sci-fi show, 35 years old. Shakira's 39, she's a singer. County Crows band member Ben Mize is 45. Robert DeLeo from the Stone Temple Pilots is 50. Christy Brinkley, who, if you've seen pictures, looks incredible.
Oh, yeah.
For 62 years old.
Well, but look, she's got people, okay?
People.
I mean, she makes sure the makeup is right, the hair is right.
The Botox is right.
Exactly. I mean, you don't ever catch her with her hair pulled back and a scrunchie on it, okay?
Right. But she does still look, phenomenal.
Yeah, absolutely.
62 today. Brett Spiner is 67 from
Spiner.
Spiner.
He's from Houston.
I'm not a big fan of the show.
Yeah,
sorry.
I understand. It's okay.
Star Trek stuff. 67. Graham Nash. Know who he is.
He's a Holly.
74 years old. Tommy Smothers.
Oh.
The remaining Smothers brothers is 79. Robert Mandan is 84 from Soap. Hmm. And Liz Smith, the New York Post gossip columnist.
Oh, yeah.
93 years old. She's been writing trash about people for a long time.
She has. And this was Farrah Fawcett's birthday, too. She would have been 69 today. So, women in a village in India have a new way of dealing with boozing husbands. Any married man caught drinking will be hauled up before village elders and slapped 5 times with his wife's leather slipper in front of the local residents. Wow!
Where is this?
This is in India. Little shaming thing going on there. Little shaming thing, just in case. In Napier, New Zealand, police are investigating a rash of biting attacks. A police spokesperson calls the situation, quote, a little bit weird, end quote.
I assume we're talking about people and not dogs?
Yeah. At least a half dozen incidents involving people biting people have been reported, including at one pub called the Thirsty Whale, where apparently a fight broke out and included a lot of biting.
I've never been in a physical altercation.
Yeah.
However, I don't think biting would be my go-to.
The opportunity presents itself.
Maybe, I guess.
Why would you want to open your mouth and be there ready for really bad stuff to happen to
right.
that? I could see that you'd have orthodontic work having to be done.
That's
after
what
that.
I'm thinking.
And especially if this is in a bar.
Yeah.
So in the Family Guy, it's called the Thirsty Clam, right? Isn't that what the bar is called?
Oh, I don't know.
Oh, you two don't watch. Mm. Okay. I'm not proud.
But I do like the Thirsty Whale.
Thirsty Whale is a great name for a bar.
It is.
Waking up on the right side. This is the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
According to a study by the Heritage Foundation, America's economic freedom has been declining for the past 10 years. The foundation concludes, quote, the U.S. has fallen from the 6th freest economy in the world when Obama took office to now 11th place in 2016. America's declining score in the index is closely related to rapidly rising government spending, subsidies, and bailouts. Heritage goes on to report that since 2009, government spending has exploded, and the national debt has now gone up to $125,000 for every tax-filing household. Now, the U.S. is now less economically free than countries like Estonia, Australia, Chile, Canada, and New Zealand. Is this what Obama had in mind when he wanted to fundamentally transform America?
From coast to coast, from sea to shining sea, it's the Sean Hannity Show.
Sean Hannity, weekdays at 2 on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Okay, everyone, Valentine's Day is next week. If you're looking for a sure way to win this Valentine's Day, it's really very simple. My wife's favorite Valentine's treat is delicious chocolatey dipped strawberries, and I got major kudos last year by giving her the most decadent dipped berries. berries she's ever tasted. They're from Sherry's Berries. And let me tell you, these berries are huge, juicy, and delicious. They come freshly dipped in dark, white, and milk chocolatey goodness and sprinkled with awesome gourmet toppings like chocolate chips and chopped nuts. Your sweetheart will love these berries. Plus, listen to this. Right now, you can get these Sherry's Berries starting at $19.99. That's juicy, gourmet, freshly dipped berries for $19.99. If you want hero status, you can double them for only $9.99 more. But don't wait, because Valentine's Day is next week, and this offer expires this Friday. The only way to get this fantastic deal is to go to berries.com, click on the microphone in the upper right corner, and use my secret code 2727. That's berries.com, secret code 2727.
Enjoy an enchanted evening with your little lady, Daddy's little girl. The Daddy-Daughter Dance returns February 5th and 6th at the Hilton Hotel Ballroom. Friday night is recommended for ages 6 or younger, and Saturday night is recommended for ages 7 and older. Proceeds benefit the Children's Museum of the Brazos Valley. It's a night you will treasure forever, so make your reservations for the Daddy-Daughter Dance now by calling the Children's Museum at 779-5437 or visit cmbv.org.
I'm Jennifer Kishinko with Your Money Now. There's a new number one, Alphabet. Google's new parent company has surpassed Apple as the world's most valuable business after reporting surging earnings. Alphabet earned $4.9 billion on revenue of $21.3 billion in the latest quarter. Shares jumped 5% in after-hours trading. BP has reported a sharp loss in the fourth quarter, hit by heavy impairments and the continuing impact of a steep slide in oil prices. The dismal performance illustrates a toll. A 20-month slide in oil prices is taking on the sector, eroding oil companies' earnings and asset values. BP also says it intends to cut a further 3,000 jobs from its refining and marketing arm by the end of 2017. This is in addition to its January announcement of 4,000 job cuts. Jay Sainsbury and Home Retail Group have agreed on the terms of the UK grocer's acquisition of the Argos catalog owner for $1.9 billion, just hours before a takeover panel deadline. And Wall Street futures are lower. And that's Your Money Now.
This Valentine's Day, give the gift that costs less than roses and lasts forever. Name a star after someone you love. I'm Rocky Moselle with International Star Registry. Call 800-282-3333 or visit starregistry.com and tell that special someone how much you care. For $54, we will send a beautiful personalized gift, and the new star name will be recorded in book form in the U.S. Copyright Office. Make it a Valentine's Day you will treasure forever. Call 800-282-3333 or visit starregistry.com and give the gift of a star.
Two little tablets is all it takes to make your thin hair feel and look thicker and fuller, guaranteed. Viviscal is clinically researched to promote existing hair growth for men and women. You'll love your hair growth results, guaranteed. Viviscal is so effective, it's recommended by top doctors. Want to try Viviscal? Every listener that calls now gets a 90-day risk-free supply plus free shipping. Call now, 800-881-6461. 800-881-6461. That's 800-881-6461.
This is Mayor Nancy Berry with over 30 years of governmental, nonprofit, and private sector leadership in our community. I'm excited about the chance to serve as your county commissioner. I will bring my record of leadership, fiscal responsibility, and strong commitment to our community. Vote Nancy Berry for County Commissioner Precinct 3 in the Republican primary during early voting February 16th through the 26th or Election Day, March 1st.
Political ad paid for by the Nancy Berry campaign. Larry Hodges, treasurer.
Hi, I'm Kevin O'Connor, and this is my commentary brought to you by Boardwalk Spa. The average woman, if there is such a thing, says it takes about 1 year and 7 months of a relationship before she starts to relax about her appearance and letting her significant other know about what really goes on behind the bathroom door. And I don't mean like that. A new survey found the top five things women do in the bathroom that they're most likely to keep a secret. And they're all involving hair. They are, in no particular order, plucking whiskers, waxing facial hair, waxing or shaving the bikini line, plucking nose hairs, and bleaching facial hair. This is where it gets funny, though. The survey also found 70% of dudes are fine knowing all those little details, and they don't care at all, even a little. Much ado about nothing. And that's my commentary brought to you by Boardwalk Spa, the perfect place to get your Valentine's Day shopping done, and done early, I might add. a whole lot earlier than usual, at least it would be for me from last year. If you go to BoardWalkSpa.com, you can get a gift certificate that she can use or he can use on anything. Manicure, pedicure, facial, massage, couples massage. There's even a little boutique there if she'd rather do that. Again, to find out more, it's BoardWalkSpa.com. I'm Kevin O'Connor. Thank you for listening.
For more than 70 years, farmers and ranchers have depended on Producers Cooperative for quality agricultural products and services. From a full line of livestock feeds, planting seed and fertilizers, fuel and lubricants, farm and ranch equipment and supplies, you'll find it all at Producers. High-performance products, quality service, outstanding results since 1943. Producers on Texas Avenue north of Highway 21 in Bryan or call 979-778-6000. No member necessary to purchase.
Dayhill, a Xerox company, is the leader in business solutions for over 20 years. We're more than just copiers. Let the Dayhill team help you create document and content management in a safe and secure environment that will store and retrieve your important data quickly. Whether you're looking for copy equipment, managed print services, IT solutions, or fax and scan services, let the local Dayhill sales team help you find the perfect solution with our Dayhill 360 assessment. Local service, local sales, local knowledge is Dayhill's customer service commitment to you. Contact Dayhill locally today, 774-2200 or at dayhill.com.
Good morning. It's 626. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you by Action Sports, home of the new 2015 Can-Am Spyder and 2015 Kawasaki Mule Pro FXT. Stop by and see them yourself at Action Sports, 202 Holloman Drive East, or click on actionsportstx.com. A little breezy today, not quite as warm as we've been enjoying. It will get up to a 68, but winds out of the west, gusting up to about 20 miles an hour. Tonight, a little cooler, down around 40. And then for Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, we'll be in the middle 50s, probably. Lots of sunshine. Lows each night, kind of chilly down in the lower 30s. And then on Saturday, clouds roll in. 55 will be our high, and we'll have a 40% chance of rain. Right now, the winds are out of the west at 10 miles an hour. 40% relative humidity, fair skies, and we're looking at 57.
Kyle Cassell here, your Republican State Representative, District 12. As a small business owner, I understand the need for conservative principles and common sense in Austin. I've been endorsed by the NRA, Texas Association of Business, and Texas Right to Life. But the most important endorsement is yours. I hope you will vote Kyle Cassell on March 1st. Go to KyleCassell.com to find out more. This is Kyle Cassell asking for your vote for Republican State Representative, District 12. Political ad paid for by the Kyle Cassell campaign.
Everybody says they want to be financially independent, but how many people actually work to make that happen? I'm Mike Carruthers with Something You Should Know, coming up.
Do you think you won't be able to make your next credit card payments? Or have you already missed a few payments? Have you thought about getting one of those quick loans to make up those payments? At Family Financial, we firmly believe that replacing debt with more debt is not the solution. We are a nonprofit organization that for more than 20 years has helped thousands of individuals like you eliminate their credit card debt. If you qualify, Family Financial will contact your creditors to establish an affordable payment plan, negotiate lower interest rates and minimum payments, bring your accounts current, and stop those annoying collection calls, saving you thousands of dollars in interest. Our certified counselors will work for you, not for the creditors. Why wait until your debt gets out of hand? Call Family Financial now. 877-789-4173. 877-789-4173. 877-789-4173. 877-789-4173. Not available in all states. Results may vary. Not a loan company.
When it comes to building wealth, there's a disconnect somewhere.
When I ask people how many of you want to be financially independent, everybody puts their hand up. But then when I look at the actual statistics, it's less than 1%.
Dr. John DeMartini, author of the book, The Values Factor.
So somehow people live in a delusion and a fantasy. They want to be financially independent, but what they really want is they want to live the lifestyle of the rich and famous, and they don't actually want to save and invest money and study investments and be patient and do all the things that it really takes to be wealthy. So when you're actually planning your finances, you need to make sure you really, really, truly want wealth and not want to just spend money.
Building wealth isn't hard. In fact, it's fairly simple if you have the discipline.
I do what's called a force accelerated savings and investment technique, where you start out small and then you increase it as you become more masterful. I started saving, believe it or not, $1 an hour, $10 a day, $200 a month, and I just forced it, and I didn't miss it. And so I realized, hey, I didn't miss that. Somehow I got extra little business coming in to compensate. I made it 300, then 500, and I kept raising it. And all of a sudden, my piggy bank became biggie bank.
How you save and how you think about saving really matters.
I had saved for a car, saved for a trip, saved for books, saved for school, saved. I saved for other things, but I never saved for wealth building to become financially independent, which I later did and I developed.
It's somethingyoushouldknow.net. I'm Mike Carruthers, and that's Something You Should Know.
WTAW News Time is 6:30, 58 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by Mar Eye Center, providing the finest quality eye care for the entire family, where our vision is to maintain, protect, and improve your vision. Go to mareyecenter.com for more information. Good morning, I'm Chelsea Reber. If Blinn College and the Houston YMCA decide to build and operate a student recreation center, what is built and where it is located will be reviewed by the city of Bryan. The possible location for the northeast corner of Blinn's campus near Villa Maria in Nash was discussed at the last city council meeting. Public Works Director Jason Barfnett says before the city signs off on site plans, developers would submit reports on how the center would affect traffic and parking.
Be my recommendation to wait and to see if they actually make a commitment to come to that site before we spend any funds on doing that analysis. We've had the developer pay for those traffic impact analysis and provide that to the city staff for review to see what improvements would be needed to be made to the road work or signals, whatever, to accommodate the traffic.
The topic was raised by Councilman Mike Sutherland, who was concerned about the added traffic the center would generate.
If you'd ask me to do it, I'd said put it over there on the west side of town where they have a new campus, so there's plenty of ways to handle the traffic.
Blinn is considering a new fee of $50 per student per semester to finance the center. The city of Bryan invites you to a meeting about the reconstruction of South College Avenue from Sulphur Springs to Villa Maria. Assistant City Engineer Barney Williams says the project is split into two parts, one supported by a grant from TxDOT for the Transportation Alternatives Program.
Such as sidewalks and shared use pathways, bicycle routes, those kind of things.
William says the other part of the project includes roadway reconstruction and signal replacement at Sulphur Springs. He encourages anyone who frequents the area to come to Wednesday's meeting.
Especially the people that live along that corridor, what we've got planned, and to seek their input as far as, you know, the sidewalks and the crossings of street crossings and crossings of driveways and those kind of things, you know, as they would affect them.
William says the planned completion of design is September, with construction starting by the end of the year. The meeting is from 6 to 8 at the City of Bryan Municipal Office Building on Texas Avenue. A Bryan woman has started spending a year of weekends in the Brazos County Jail. That's part of the punishment for a third drunk driving conviction. 54-year-old Victoria Blue pleaded guilty last week to a DWI that took place a year and a half ago. That was followed by a contested sentencing hearing. Prosecutors sought prison time, which would have been as much as 10 years. Blue was given 10 years probation with conditions that include serving 100 days in jail on the weekend. In another criminal case from Brazos County District Court, a Bryan man has entered a plea agreement with prosecutors involving an armed robbery from almost 2 years ago and two burglaries that took place in 2009. 23-year-old Justin Wallace was sentenced to 8 years for all three crimes, including the holdup of three people in a College Station apartment where $500 and a cell phone were taken. It's been 9 years since the city of College Station has received federal assistance to building new housing for low and moderate income residents.
Shortly after the city council agreed to spend up to $100,000 to assist a developer, the request was withdrawn. If approved, 105 income-based senior apartments would have been built on Victoria between Fitch and College Station High School, offering rent as low as $350 a month. Community Services Director Debbie Eller says $1.3 million in federal tax credits are expected to go to either Hewitt or Belton. Eller on WTAW's Infomaniacs says it's part of an ongoing effort to find more housing for lower-income renters.
We're doing various research projects. We're pulling collaborative efforts together. Housing providers are meeting on a regular basis to talk about these issues, find out what programs, what plans we can put in place to address these needs and make more opportunities available.
As of the end of last year, the city of College Station learned out of 13,000 apartment units, there were only 100 vacancies. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
The totals are in for the first of two campaigns administered by United Way of the Brazos Valley. President Allison Prince says state employees gave $540,000, which is down from last year, but a higher percentage, $357,000, is staying with local organizations in the seven-county region.
I know we've been hovering closer to that 60% range the last few years, so I'm happy to see it bumping up against that 70.
United Way's community campaign has 10 weeks remaining to reach its $800,000 goal. Prince says they have topped 70% at $562,000.
We have about 15, 20 campaigns that have already been held, but we haven't gotten results on yet. That's very normal for this time of year. Results are coming in every day. And then we still have about 20 to 25 campaigns that are either in progress or haven't quite started yet that they like to do theirs right at the end. So we still have a little bit of a ways to go. And so this is an opportunity for people to think about, if you haven't made a gift yet, this is the time to do it.
More information on contributing is online at uwbv.org. WTAW News Time is 6:35. It's 58 degrees. This look at news is brought to you by Mar Eye Center. More news at 7 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
If your field of vision is narrow, if you experience night blindness, halos, floaters, or blurred vision, you may have a cataract. But don't worry. Almost everyone who lives a long life will develop cataracts at some point. Mar Eye Center specializes in cataract surgery with excellent outcomes and good patient care. Don't hesitate to call the friendly staff at Mar Eye Center at 776-7564 for your appointment. Mar Eye Center, thanking you for your business. Mar Eye Center, 776-7564.
Hi, this is Roy Bowman from Bowman Business and Tax Services. It's tax time once again, and we are here to help you. We have been preparing and e-filing tax returns since 1987 and are now a Dave Ramsey-endorsed local provider. Do you know the new tax laws? Don't be one of the thousands of people who prepare their own return and pay the IRS too much money. We guarantee fast and accurate preparation. Call Bowman Business and Tax Services at 696-6776 for your appointment. That's 696-6776.
Coffee in the morning for some people is a very serious thing. Without it, they're groggy and grumpy for the early part of their day. If you're one of these people, you can appreciate the value of a good cup of coffee. If you're the boss of these people, you can appreciate Twin City Coffee Service. For over 25 years, you've counted on Twin City Coffee to provide the best coffee and filtrated water service in the Brazos Valley. Call Mike or Troy to see how they can help you enhance your break station with their refreshing coffee, tea, and filtrated water. Call 779-3928. Twin City Coffee Service.
There's a crisis on our border, and State Representative John Rainey is part of the problem. Let's look at his record. Rainey sided with every Democrat in the House and voted against $92 million in border security funding. With radical Islamic terrorists seeking to infiltrate our southern border, John Rainey put Texas at risk. That's wrong. And it gets worse. He was one of only three Republicans who supported taxpayer funding for embryonic stem cell research, the destruction of human life. Rainey voted with liberals to weaken border security, increase his own pension, and defends the destruction of unborn life. John Rainey, he's part of the problem and way too liberal. There's a better choice. Conservative Jess Fields. Jess Fields is a true outsider. Jess Fields will fight for border security and work to end sanctuary cities. And Fields is a pro-life Christian conservative endorsed by Texas Right to Life. Texas values, conservative leader. That's Jess Fields.
Political ad paid for by Jess Fields campaign.
Howdy, this is Pat Sefcik. It's been over 40 years since my dad Leon opened for business. The year was 1972, gas was 55 cents a gallon, and Richard Nixon was in office. For over 44 years, Sefcik's has been providing the BCS with full-service car repair. In appreciation of our loyal customers, we are going back to old-fashioned full service for free. Just pull up to any of our pumps, and we'll pump your fuel, check under the hood, and air up your tires.
Family-owned and operated Sefcik's Service Center, down from the post office in College Station.
Good morning, it's 6:39, a Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you by Skyline Communications, in business for your business since 1981. Two-way radios and paging service. Call Skyline Communications at 775-2929.
We're going to see a mixture of clouds and sunshine through today, and temperatures up to 70 during this afternoon. Breezy at times, cooler weather moves in tonight, upper 30s, low 40s under clear skies, and it will be much cooler on Wednesday as well. Mostly sunny skies, about 55 to 60. Clear and cold Wednesday night, back down in the mid-30s then, and mostly sunny skies on Thursday at temperatures in the upper 50s. This is meteorologist Gary Best, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
So basically we're picking up one team that's going to be picked in the top 10 in the state probably.
That's Russ Rogers about the realignment of the district for UIL football and the like. We'll have more on that. Plus, A&M moves up in the moves down in the polls in basketball, up in the polls in track and field, and a whole lot more. We'll do it all for you in sports here in about 11 minutes.
You know, poor Brian, they've had so many years when they had to be tied to different groups because Brian was just kind of, it was an outlier. I mean, it was a city that was of some size but didn't have any other cities of similar size nearby, which meant a lot of long Friday night bus trip. Well, Friday night, hell, Tuesdays.
Yeah.
You have to go do.
I was going
to
say, I traveled to Copper's Cove many a weeknight.
Yeah, exactly.
And it was, you're getting back at 1, 2 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah. Now, understand that within the framework of Bryan High, in the time that I've covered sports, they were tied to Houston districts, where they would have to go down into the greater Houston area and play those teams, to Austin and play in the greater Austin area, and at one point, Cleburne was in their district.
Wow.
So they had to go up toward the Dallas-Fort Worth area.
Mm-hmm.
More now because the area around Central Texas has grown, that you know, there used to be just one high school in Killeen, and now there are a few, and,
right.
And that sort of thing. But you know, if you go back, and you don't have to be that old to remember the great battles between Temple and Bryan. That
right.
Mm-hmm. Used to be just really, really great athletic encounters against two cities that were close enough. I mean, they're only a little more than an hour apart. And, you know, so that made it great. And I think probably the way things have lined out now, that's probably the best situation, that not have to go down into the Houston area and the greater Houston area and do that. Consolidated did to some extent, but not nearly the same, because Brenham was always nearby. Navasota, there was a time when they were in the district with them when Consolidated was a smaller school. But Bryan has always had to travel. They've just had to. So,
yeah.
So having three other schools right here in the county for them to play does help. And, you know, folks, that's money. I mean, that's money that has to be spent to fuel up the buses, to get the kids there, to pay for meals and all those sort of things. I mean, it's a real expense that these schools have to look at, that some other schools in the greater Houston area, greater Austin area don't, you know.
Right, right.
Show up at the stadium, we'll all get there at what, you know, whatever, in the first pitch or the kickoff will be at such and
such. Well, and the crazy part, too, is you have kids. I mean, I had a couple of friends on my softball team who lived out in the Curtin area.
Okay.
So you're getting home at 1 o'clock in the morning, and then you've got a 16-year-old driving 30 minutes, you know, further home. It's just not safe either coming in that late, so... Not to mention lack of sleep.
And then hit the bell at 9 o'clock or 8
right,
o'clock in the
exactly,
morning, 8:30 in the morning.
Exactly. Yeah, so, no, I think it's great that they have, it's a lot easier for them now.
But Copper's Cove is still a long way away.
Oh, man. yeah.
All right, so pay no attention to what other people are saying. Hillary Clinton has won the Iowa caucus. This is from her website. After thorough reporting and analysis of the results, there is no uncertainty, and Secretary Clinton has clearly won the most national and state delegates. Statistically, there's no outstanding information that could change the results, and no way that Senator Sanders can overcome Hillary's advantage, which ended up being
0.4.
Right. Oh,
and five of the districts were won on a coin flip.
Exactly. Oh. There is video of them flipping coins in Iowa to decide who that delegate would be for.
So a full five of them.
Yes. But make no mistake, there is no information out there that would indicate that Hillary Clinton is not the winner.
Bet she's freaking out, though.
It's probably not a happy place to work right now. Because it's Bernie Sanders. This is the guy who can be in a dead heat with her? Wasn't she 60 points ahead like 4 months ago? Anyway, here she is.
So as I stand here tonight, breathing a big sigh of relief, thank you, Iowa.
Because she won by how much?
0.4%.
That's really worth a sigh of relief. I don't know. Yeah.
I really pity her fill in the blank, because
I know. Yeah.
Apparently
yeah.
She's given to profanity.
You think?
Well, I've seen excerpts from the books.
Yeah, yeah, I know.
And we have to be united.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. When it's all said and done.
Okay.
We have to be united against a Republican vision and candidates who would drive us apart and divide us.
Does she know how to say Democrat nominee Joe Biden? Does she know how to say that? No, probably not.
Do you think that's going to happen?
Yeah, I do. Yeah, I do. Yeah.
Are you stepping away from?
Well, that was my wife's idea that it was going to be. Be Michelle. I never have gone with that idea. But yeah, I think it's when it's all said and done, they'll just the burden of all that stuff out there is just going to make it not possible for her to be the nominee. Anyway, over on the Republican side, Ted Cruz wins, and he says it was the ground game that helped out, certainly.
If you want a candidate to support life and marriage and religious liberty, then support a candidate who has spent decades of his life fighting to defend life and marriage and religious liberty.
So there you go. So Ted Cruz wins at, what was it, like 28%?
And, I believe so.
Yeah, and so Trump was at 24%, Rubio at 23%.
It was like Rubio was about the same amount of percentage points behind Trump as Sanders was behind Hillary.
As one person mentioned, for a guy who wants to build a wall, it was interesting that he's standing between two Cubans. Just saying. That's all I'm saying. Anyway.
That's great.
I saw a graphic that Ted Cruz was at 27%. Rubio was at 31%, and then Trump was at 13%.
That wasn't final result.
When did you finally decide who to support? Okay, maybe.
And
that
again,
was
this
else.
This is so different. This was not an election where you go, and we talked about this, where you stood around in a gym, and if they had better donuts, you went and stood there. And like Kevin said, I mean, five of these situations were chosen with a coin toss. So anyway, Mike Huckabee has dropped out.
Can I make my shocked face?
Okay, yeah, that's good. And then the other guy in from the Democrat, whatever his name is, former governor of Maryland.
Hilo O'Reilly?
Yeah, that's the one. Yeah, he's out of it. Shocker, do you have Bush 3%? 3%?
Did you see the breakdown for that?
No.
Jeb Bush spent roughly $2,500 per vote.
Per vote. Well, the famous one was John Connally. When he ran for president, he ended up with one delegate, so it cost him like $4 million, which then was a lot of money.
Wow.
To get one delegate, which was interesting. But anyhow, Ben Carson's gone back to Florida to spend, quote, time with family, so we'll see what happens there. Rick Santorum obviously needs to hang it up if he hasn't already. John Kasich in at about 3%. Wait a minute. Wait, he was endorsed by the New York Times. He can't be a 3%. That doesn't work. Anyway, we'll see. Then again, it's a caucus. It's just different. It's 6:48.
At GoDaddy, a domain name is the beginning of something awesome. Use it to create a website to promote your business. Open an online store to sell your products. Start a blog. Build your brand. You can even connect your domain to your LinkedIn or Facebook page. And GoDaddy customer support is always ready to help. What will you do with your domain name? Get a .com domain name for only $2.99 for the first year. Right now at GoDaddy.com. 2-year purchase required. Second year is $14.99.
Hi, this is Neil Sperry, and I'll be back with today's Plant Talk Texas right after a word from our sponsor and friends at Producers.
For more than 70 years, farmers and ranchers have depended on Producers Cooperative for quality agricultural products and services. From a full line of livestock feeds, planting seed and fertilizers, fuel and lubricants, farm and ranch equipment and supplies, you'll find it all at Producers. High performance products, quality service, outstanding results since 1943. Producers on Texas Avenue north of Highway 21 in Bryan, or call 979-778-6000. No membership necessary to purchase.
From the standpoint of landscaping, you can do anything with a small garden that you can do with an estate. Use the same principles. You simply vary the plants and the products you put with them. Winter is a great time to develop your plans for spring plantings. You're running out of winter. Spring is right here. For those facing zero lot line landscapes and small patio gardens, we're going to look at some specific pointers to help you succeed with your small space landscaping right after this message. If you're looking for one gardening reference book that'll put everything you need to know for Texas right there at your fingertips, it's my latest book, Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening. It's absolutely not a revision of the old Neil Sperry's Complete Guide to Texas Gardening from 1982 and 1991. This book has a completely different layout, and it's a quarter century more up to date. Also, I self-published it so I could offer you the book I always wanted. 840 photographs, 344 pages, and all for only $28.95 plus tax and postage. But that low price is only good until we put the book back on the presses for the second printing, and that'll be within the next several weeks. After that, the price goes up, so order now. The book is not in stores, it's not on Amazon. Every book goes out signed. If you want a special inscription, let us know in the order form. Order by calling 800-752-GROW. That's 800-752-4769, or order anytime from neilsperry.com. If you're landscaping a fairly small area, you'll need a drawing done to a set scale. That accurate drawing is much more critical when you're planning for small spaces. In those tight quarters, if a plant gets just a few feet too large, it can quickly overwhelm its surroundings. You want to use ruled graph paper to begin your planting. Let 1 inch on your drawing equal, for example, 5 feet of the landscape, and sketch in every permanent feature, including your house, patio, walk, pool, fence, and existing trees and shrubs. Photocopy the base drawing and then do all your dreaming and sketching on the copies. List your goals in developing this part of your overall landscape. Maybe it's to spruce up an entry or embellish a patio, provide privacy or noise screening, or landscaping around a pool or spa. Make a list of hard good materials you'd like to consider in the project. It could involve a paving surface, garden art, a water feature, landscape lighting, patio pots, or patio furniture. Keep in mind that the small size of the garden, and choose your products accordingly. You want to make a second list of the plants you most enjoy having around you. Do a little homework on the mature heights and widths and avoid any that will tend to get too big. Use small clusters and groupings of shrubs where you might have had 7 or 9 shrubs in a larger garden. Maybe it's 3 or 5. Stick with the short types such as dwarf hollies, smaller types of nandinas, Indian hawthorns, trailing junipers, barberries, and dwarf abelia. If you need a shade tree, consider the several smaller types like Little Gem Southern Magnolia that gets 30 feet tall and 20 feet wide, or the smaller version called Teddy Bear. You can remove the lower branches to allow ample headroom. Mexican Redbud stays small, so will tree-form crepe myrtles and yaupon hollies. If it's a shady garden, use a dogwood or Japanese maple. Smaller leafed, finer textured ground covers will serve you best in a small area. Asian jasmine and mondo grass are two of the finest. Use small pockets of landscape color and stick with the more refined varieties of your favorite flowers and foliage plants. Don't go with the types that get really large and coarse. Simplicity is almost always the easiest path to a great little garden, so plan carefully, keep it simple, use plants that you know will do well with great landscape design technique, and you'll be a happy gardener. I'm Neil Sperry. The time is here for spring perennials in our next Plant Talk Texas. Until then, happy gardening.
Howdy and good morning, sports fans. I'm Kevin O'Connor with your WTAW Sports. It is 6:52, and it's all brought to us by Atkinson Toyota. The 2016 through 2018 UIL district realignments were announced yesterday. All 4 BCS teams remain in District 18-5A, along with Temple, Waco High, and Waco University. Here's Brian High head coach Ross Rogers.
You know, university the last several years has not been as, the record hadn't been as good. And Waco High has been about a 50-50. So basically we're picking up one team that was going to be picked in the top 10 in the state probably. And the rest of us going to be seeing if we can knock them off or fight for second. So, we'll get into that when we get into football. Right now it's just, we'll have to take care of ourselves and make sure that we're physically fit, ready to play.
That top 10 team coach mentioned is the Temple Wildcats, who advanced to the regional quarterfinals last year. Now, if you want to hear the entire interview with Coach Rogers and Zach, listen to the Chip Howard Sports Talk Show later on this afternoon at 4:30 on Sports Radio 1150 and the Zone 102.7 FM. And if you want to find out where your school landed, just go to WTAW.com. Texas A&M junior Nick Banks and Ronnie Gideon were both named to the Baseball American 2016 preseason All-American teams released yesterday. Banks was named a second-team outfielder, while Gideon was tabbed as a third-team infielder. Following 36 holes of competition at the TPC at Sawgrass, the Texas A&M men's golf team sits in fifth place in the 2016 Seabest Invitational. The Aggies opened the day with a first round of just two over, but came back to the field slightly as the team scored plus 13 in the second turn on the course. In the Associated Press Top 25, A&M drops to number 8, while Oklahoma tops the Associated Press basketball poll for the third straight week after picking up 45 first-place votes. Number 2, North Carolina, got the other 20 first-place nods and is followed by Villanova, Maryland, and Iowa. Duke has dropped out of the Associated Press college basketball poll for the first time in more than 8 years after losing 4 of its last 5 to drop to 15-6. In Lone Star NCAA action, Houston rallied to upset number 12 SMU 71-68, and Connor Lamick had 15 points as Texas loaded the upset train too, bumping number 15 Baylor 67-59. Here's Roger Amrick on the NBA.
Spurs stay unbeaten at home.
The San Antonio Spurs have tied the 77-78 Portland Trailblazers for the best home start in Western Conference history. The Spurs are now 26-0 at home. The Spurs improved their record to 40-8 with a win over the Orlando Magic. The final score from the AT&T Center. Spurs 107, Magic 92.
The great Bill Schoening with the finish on Spurs Radio. Coach Greg Popovich recognizes his team's balanced effort.
Well, Kyle and Patty were, you know, great off the bench. And they gave us a lot of energy, played very well, along with LaMarcus, who was great at both ends all night long. So they got us through.
Mavs stumble in Atlanta on Fox Sports Southwest.
Mavs will fall to 13-15 on the road. They'll go to 10-10 against the East. The season record is 28-23 for Dallas. The final score tonight is Atlanta 112, Mavs 97.
Coach Rick Carlisle.
You know, we had shots early. They didn't go in. It may have taken some of the energy out of us. I'm not sure. I got to look at the film. But, you know, by and large, you know, they outplayed us.
Roger Amrick, TSN Sports.
And we'll wrap it up with PGA news, where Brett Snedeker weathered the storm to win the Farmers Insurance Open by one stroke over KJ Choi. Snedeker posted an eye-popping 3-under-69 during rainy, windy conditions Sunday before his 6-under stood up during the competition and weather-delayed final round. Choi had a chance to force a playoff on the final hole but could not sink a 30-foot birdie putt and finished with a 76. And that's your sports, brought to you by Atkinson Toyota in Madisonville and Bryan, helping folks in the Brazos Valley go places. I'm Kevin O'Connor on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Political ad paid for by Timothy D'Alessandro for state representative.
As a Navy veteran, Timothy D'Alessandro took a lifelong oath to protect and defend the Constitution. Texas is a sovereign state. Unfortunately, our representatives have let us down. Timothy will fight for Texas sovereignty. Timothy D'Alessandro has earned the highest rating by the NRA and has been certified as a pro-life candidate by the Texas Right to Life.
I'm Timothy D'Alessandro, and on March 1st, I'm asking for your vote.
Well, it's a bump on the money.
Million Dollar Quartet is the smash hit musical inspired by the true story of the jam session that brought Johnny Cash, Carl Perkins, Jerry Lee Lewis, and Elvis Presley together for the first and only time. Million Dollar Quartet features timeless hits like Blue Suede Shoes, Whole Lot of Shaking Going On, Hound Dog, I Walk the Line, and more, played live by fabulous musicians.
Presented by MSC Opus, Friday and Saturday, February 19th and 20th. For tickets, call 845-1234.
A new voice, new ideas, and a whole lot of energy is just what the Commissioner's Court needs. Hi, I'm Gabriel Garcia, born and raised in Brazos County, graduate of Texas A&M University. As a 10-year business owner with years of volunteer service to the community, I have a great foundation to be a good commissioner. I am a conservative Republican because of my strong values of faith, family, and freedom. Vote for me, Gabriel Garcia, for Brazos County Commissioner, Precinct 3.
Political ad paid for by Gabriel Garcia campaign, Patrick Sevcek, Treasurer.
Hello, it's Alan Thicke, and if you've received a letter from the IRS, it probably doesn't say happy birthday. No, probably says you owe back taxes. And because of cuts in their budget, the IRS is now turning to something they call enforced compliance. Uh-oh, look out. That means more wage garnishments, bank seizures, and property liens. Well, thankfully, there's good news. The Fresh Start Initiative, an official IRS program, could significantly lower your tax debt and save you thousands if you qualify. The professionals at Optima Tax Relief specialize in helping taxpayers get approved for for the Fresh Start Initiative. Hey, the IRS can be reasonable, but you have to know the ins and outs of their rules, and that's where the experts at Optima come in. Optima is the number one tax resolution firm in the nation, recognized for their award-winning services. Don't wait till it's too late. Call Optima Tax Relief now for a free consultation.
Call 800-956-6166. 800-956-6166. 800-956-6166.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Weather's brought to you by Wilton's Office Works on the freeway between University and Briarcrest or at Wilton's.com. Going to be sunny today, about 68 for a high, around 55 or so for Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, and a chance of showers at 40% on Saturday. Right now, 57 degrees at 7 o'clock. WTAW, College Station, Bryant.